sales win rates have plummeted to a mere 17%, and outdated technology and tedious manual processes are to blame. Meanwhile, managers lack the visibility they need to hold their teams accountable. But imagine a world in which these crippling issues are solved automatically. Revenue.io automates the most frustrating parts of sales so reps can focus on what they do best, selling. Completely automate pre-call research, logging conversation data in your CRM, writing post-conversation recap emails, and prioritized outreach. And as reps book more meetings and close more deals, managers gain the real-time insight they need to scale what's working across their entire team. Ready to say goodbye to tedious sales processes and watch your win rate soar? Head over to revenue.io to learn more.
Find out if the question is on the competition and differentiation, and then sometimes landing the prospect into the specific scenario that demonstrate how my management screen is better than my competitor. And giving someone sometimes 15 minutes hands-on on the specific screen, why my new filter or my new report is so powerful with some vanilla data that will allow you to say, wow, it's not only a slide, I actually got to see the screen, I want more. And maybe it's not compelling enough for me. The second best is that we don't want to waste energy, and you do that very quickly.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Sales Enablement Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Paul. Now, that was Zvi Guterman. Zvi is the founder and CEO of CloudShare. And he's joining me today on Sales Enablement, episode 799, to have a conversation about why traditional sales demonstrations haven't kept pace with the demands and requirements of buyers. So Zvi and I will talk about how buyers have changed, and not just because of the pandemic. These are changes that have been occurring for a while, and we'll dig into the idea of the enabled and empowered buyer and how sellers can reduce the friction associated with demos and proof of concepts that hold up deals. So we'll dig into all of this and much, much more. But before we get to Zvi, I want to remind you to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. And if you subscribe, we'd certainly appreciate it if you could give us your feedback about how we're doing in the form of a review. So thank you for that. And if you haven't already connected with me on LinkedIn, please do. That's at linkedin.com/in/realandypaul. All right, let's jump into it. Zvi, welcome to the show.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So where are you sheltering in place?
San Francisco, California.
San Francisco, California. So do you have kids at home?
Yes. Two young ones, and they're actually doing quite well, as many of them. The Zoom is working for them. Not trivial, but but working.
And are they school age?
Yes. 8 and 11.
8 and 11. Okay. So doing the online learning, and are they learning anything?
I hope so. Yeah, they're adjusting, and I think we're fortunate that we're still able to do daily hikes, mostly my wife and the kids, which is nice around the neighborhood. So they do the daily hike, which is nice for an hour, and they do some gardening in the backyard. And we try to focus on them staying healthy, enjoying, being optimistic like everyone else, and progressing mostly on reading and math, I would say.
And so do you live close to Golden Gate Park? Is that where you go hiking? Or
no, we actually live in Marin County, just north of San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's all right. There you go. So you're actually, you're not right in the heart of the city. You get more space spread out. That's fine. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish we had that. We're in middle of Manhattan with no space. So
that's challenging.
Though we did walk up to Central Park with our masks and everything. Week and a half ago, and that was fun. It was nice to have a big green space, and it was a beautiful spring day. So we do try to get out every day and do walks too, but it'd be nice to have some. It's mostly cement covered as opposed to grass, so it'd be nice to have more grass.
Sure.
All right, so for people who aren't familiar with CloudShare, the company you founded and you're CEO of, tell us what you guys do.
Sure. So we provide Business Acceleration Cloud. This is a cloud solution that allow companies to run their sales enablement, their IT training, their support and QA as a service in cloudshare.com. It's a turnkey solution, very similar to an ERP or CRM or LMS that provide business professionals the entire solution. Again, everything from control, management, to auditing, and empowering teams to run online.
Right. So you talk about from the sales enablement space, and what you sort of focus on, it seems like, is these sort of virtualized demos and proof of concepts. So tell us how you do that.
Sure. So we run on top of the public cloud or on a cloud, and we actually manage the different products that the company may have. Most of our customers are software vendors, of course. Mm-hmm. And we allow them to put their products the same way they would do for a regular demo of proof of concept or proof of value or whatever you name it. And from that moment, we actually take control and we allow you to say, oh, I need 15 demos for tomorrow. I need to start a two-week POC. I have a channel in Germany that need demos. I need some huge event. It used to be physical. Now we're talking virtual only, but I want to empower 10,000 people tomorrow. And we do all of that from a central management in our application, in our service. And of course, we allow the sales leaders to get better control and visibility into what's going on with their business.
So in the case you're talking about, like a large number of people at an event or a virtual event, is the ability to do sort of self-guided demonstrations or autonomous demonstrations of a product?
It can go to individual self-service. It can be guided with a sales engineer or with a salesperson. Our focus is on the hands-on experience. What we deliver is this hands-on experience. The fact that not only you can do the Zoom or slides, but you take the prospect or the customer to an engagement, to hands-on experience. You want to show them your firewall, your health IT product, your database, beyond the slides, beyond the initial marketing collateral, into the hands-on. You want to show why your product is superior, or you want to handle some objections, and we handle all of these interactions.
And so, but how's it differ than, you know, a salesperson just firing up their product to give a software demo? How's that differ from what they're doing if they operate it through CloudShare?
Sure. First, it's relatively a new domain, a new vertical. And I would compare it, again, to someone so experienced as yourself, to, like, I would ask you, like, what's the difference between you and I putting leads into Excel or using a CRM? And what CloudShare is doing is exactly this transition, right? You can do that, as you mentioned. You can take your laptop, and that's what people were doing, right? People were doing demos before CloudShare came to the market, and doing POCs and successfully. But they were using it, and what I think our good observation is that they were actually spending a lot of energy, and it was a lot of effort and not enough results. And what we're really improving it and providing this new CRM, again, what we call Business Acceleration Cloud, into this entire interaction of demos, POCs, any hands-on experience that you would need.
So walk through it just so I make sure the audience understands. So if you're a salesperson today and you've got a software demo lined up with a prospect, you know, it's our first substantive conversation, if you will, what does the salesperson do differently than they would have done before?
Sure. So first, we start usually, if we look at the software vendor, there is a group that even today, before working with CloudShare, would be responsible for creating all the collaterals and managing the demos and the way people, and you can tell that sometimes sales operations, sometimes it's under product marketing, sometimes in other departments, other parts of marketing or sales, and they were responsible for the sales engineers' laptops. And what would happen with CloudShare is you shift into first installing and defining all your products in CloudShare. So there is someone, let's say, on product marketing that will, if you have 14 different product offerings, will put them the same way that you would install them once for a prospect or on a laptop. Mm-hmm. You define them once, and then you actually give access to your entire field, to your entire sales engineers and sales people, and you can start defining policies. You can say, okay, here's how I want the demo to look like. I want it to be an hour, or I want it to be 2 hours, and I want to use, for that product, I want this functionality. And then we actually orchestrate all of that, and we make sure that when a sales engineer logs in, open, all they need to do, instead of thinking about the laptop or the hardware or working in AWS or whatever, all they need to do is log in into CloudShare and pressing a button and say, here's my demo with prospect starts now. I need a fully functional setup. And then you get a private, dedicated, secure, hands-on experience the same way that you would otherwise get with zero effort. And moreover, of course, your manager knows exactly what's happening. You are able to take it to the next level that you finish the demo. You want to turn the demo into POC. You can actually leave the copy running for the prospect and say, okay, now I'm shifting that. Actually, what we demonstrated, I'm shifting it into a POC. And I want to collaborate with my prospect for the next week. And as a result, the prospect will get an invitation saying, hey, Joe from Company X just invited you to join a POC. Then, again, using a browser, the prospect is able to start the POC. Again, zero effort. And immediately we have engagement. And it's a hands-on, fully functional.
They can load their own data into it and so on.
Of course, yes, correct, exactly. They can. It starts from vanilla. You can upload your own data. You can connect it to your legacy systems. You can decide what the scenario that you want to test. Eventually, maybe after 3 weeks, you decide, okay, it's working. I want to actually to add more security checks. Again, you want your CISO as part of your evaluation. Then it's very easy in a click of a mouse to say, you know what? Now I want to take a copy, snapshot of this product and actually duplicate it. Again, in a click of a mouse, you have two copies and you're sending one to the security audit that's happening. Right. And again, you don't need to think about and worry about that. And that's our goal. With CloudShare, again, our goal is this. We found out that people were spending a lot of effort around thinking about infrastructure, about laptop, many times, again, traveling because there were gaps. And this virtual engagement allowed them to do that now in a much efficient way, allowing many more POCs, of course. Many things are changing thanks to that.
Well, yeah, I think to me it sounds like one of the real, if I was a salesperson, the real strength is, we just turn this right into a POC. We're just finished. We just keep on going. Because then you don't have that gap of time, right, between the demo and then the customer goes back and thinks about it. And do we want to do a POC? It's like, well, hey, we've removed the friction from this event. Here it is.
Exactly. And that's an important point that we found, that we help people actually improve engagement. And we simplify. We remove obstacles and allow them to engage better with their prospect and actually make everyone happier. And it goes on. When there is a POC and you have a challenge, it's very easy to raise your hand and notify the sales engineer. It can be offline. They can be in different time zones, and you get a notification, and you can log into the system as well, and we can collaborate. We can actually work together on the same setup, and many other things, right? I made a mistake. I was configuring something and on day five, and I... Very easy. Again, it's a virtual environment to rewind and say, hey, I actually want to go back to my snapshot from yesterday, and so on and so forth. And of course, it all comes with a lot of analytics behind the scenes. Right. So you can say, out of my 600 SEs, who's the top 10 performers? Who needs more help? What kind of channel partners are doing the best utilization? And up to things to the product level, we get insights on what parts are really demonstrated and what parts are less important. Maybe we had some initial thoughts, and as we know in sales, it's not always one-to-one with what's happening really in closing deals.
Or with the proof of concepts, see what they're utilizing.
Sure, exactly.
I mean, that's the part I think you really want to know is, hey, after the demo and you got your proof of concept going, is how's the customer using it?
Exactly.
Interesting. So who are you targeting as your customers for this? Primarily software companies?
Yes. Most of our customers are software vendors. Some of the largest software vendors of the world are CloudShare customers, companies such as Atlassian or Salesforce or Palo Alto Networks or Fortinet are using us daily with thousands of users. The second group is actually system integrators that, of course, also take an important part in this dialogue and handshake between prospect and customer and vendor. And we're starting also to get to cases where the enterprises are coming directly to us because they want to control the process as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what are you seeing happening now during the sort of shutdown period with demand for your product and services? I mean, is this something that this trend to more remote selling is increasing people's desire to have this type of facility available for their sellers? Because, they're not all in the office. They can't easily call the sales engineer to help them and so on.
Yes, we actually see over 50% growth in the last month in incoming leads, opportunities, and new customers. For some of them, these are companies that in the past didn't consider virtual. They were late adapters. They were happy with the way they were doing business, and now they have to. It's a survival mode for them, right? They are unable to travel, and they, for the first time, so we see group of companies that for the first time are considering virtual engagement and doing that for the first time. We see a second bucket of companies that actually are just changing, as we talked, right? Physical event no longer taking place, you need to switch, you need to do something else, you need to change the mode that you're operating. And we see companies that are changing the way the weight of between the different factors in their marketing and in their sales operations, and of course as a result they do different things. And we see a third category that actually probably the leaders of that of this wave that actually doing new things such as saying, you know what, with current situation I want to offer free training, free demos. I want to do some think differently about people are at home, so I assume that my audience may be more available. We started this talking about the kids. Maybe they're more available after 9 p.m. So, and maybe they won't take a call with me at 9 p.m. for a demo, but they want some engagement. So how about, can I give them like 30 minutes hands-on experience as even a demo without a sales engineer, kind of self-service demo, if you may.
Well, I think that's a huge idea, just as you talked about, is the self-service demo, especially one, I said, again, that can transition to a POC, but self-service demo, is like, thinking of these virtual events you talked about, everybody's holding a virtual event these days. Virtual summit is, if you get 1,000 registrants, why not give them all the opportunity to do a self-service demo of your product?
Right. And the big thing is that you improve engagement, and you get to know better who is really interested. So you gave 1,000 people, as you said, you gave 1,000 people access. How many really logged in? Right? Not everyone logged in. So some of them will ignore it, and some of them logged in. And out of the ones that logged in, how many of them, what percentage was really engaged and actually working on it for more than half an hour? What kind of wonderful validation it is, right? And if you use that into your sales process, you're actually getting wonderful qualification.
Yeah, I mean, you could, I presume you just include a link in an email if you're doing an outbound email. It give people the opportunity to log in and engage.
Yes. And we see people, again, as I mentioned, the different partners that work with us, we see people that integrate it very well with their CRM and up to the level that, as you mentioned, they bring it into their campaigns, and sometimes to the marketing campaign, sometimes a little bit further into the process, and up to adding weights for engagement into the CRM. So we can provide provide some engagement indications that goes into the CRM.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, I'm sort of thinking about how I'd use it. it's interesting. You know, one sort of school of thought is, and certainly, you know, part of the SaaS model oftentimes for many companies is, hey, the first thing we're trying to do is we get the SDR, they make a call, we're trying to set up a demo. But there's pushback on that in many sectors. And I'm sort of part of that from time to time what really customers want is they see the demo as a pitch, and they don't want to be pitched. They want somebody to understand what they need first. And I'm sort of wondering how you see people starting to integrate in that model, because I think this is a model that's going to come more to the fore, is that we're not going to head first step, hey, let's set up a demo. It's we're going to do some qualification, we're going to do some discovery before we do that demo.
Sure. So first, I should say, I think probably Andy, I agree with you, and I'm probably on the same camp as you. Not always you need to lead with a demo, and I think it's again, and many times we want the salesperson to do some scoping and run a first call and understand who is the prospect. But it really depends, and I think what I witnessed from the hundreds of companies that work with us, we see different industries and different competition that in some cases, the sale is very technical. And I think that in that case, demo is actually helpful. And your audience may be very technical, maybe some infrastructure product, some Kubernetes, some modern database, message queue. And then the demo may be the right tool. And your audience may be asking for it, and maybe even in a few clicks from your website, and we see this this group, and we see others that you want to gate it, right? You want some gateway before you allow people to do the demo. The nice thing is that you, with CloudShare and similar technologies, you're able to control it today, and you are able to control it. You're able to control your spend. I think that's an important part. We should think about these kind of engagements. They start from few dollars per hour, which I think is a wonderful. It's not as cheap as sending an email, of course. But if you look at the big picture, it's also
less expensive than a salesperson making a call. All right.
Exactly, and it's done automatically. So there is infinite scale, right? And you're not, if you want to do 1,000 again, the investment is small, and you can very quickly learn, adapt, and improve, and find your right path into what's working for you, what's the right way, and maybe in different, of course, segments you operate differently, and it's, I think that's what really pushing that forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, yeah, you talk about it being gated. I mean, certainly there's products where your first instinct is, well, yeah, we should really gate this because the customer will be intimidated if they start looking at this and they don't understand what's going on. But on the other hand, so I think sometimes we underrate the ability of the customer to understand what's going on. And it becomes, to your point earlier, it becomes a really interesting qualifying tool that, yeah, if they've seen it before you start doing discovery, that adds some context to the discovery you're going to do.
Right. And we see that with discovery, or we see other scenarios. Like maybe I'll give an example. We see some scenarios that are highly competitive, right? Mm-hmm. That you have 4 or 5 strong competitors and you really need to differentiate yourself and very quickly. And some of the interesting use cases that I've seen people do and fairly automatically is through the early marketing qualification, through the website, find out if the question is on the competition and differentiation, and then sometimes landing the prospect into the specific scenario that demonstrate how my management screen is better than my competitor. And giving someone sometimes 15 minutes hands-on on the specific screen, why my new filter or my new report is so powerful with some vanilla data that will allow you to say, wow, it's not only a slide, I actually got to see the screen, I want more. Maybe it's not compelling enough for me, right? The second best is to know that we don't want to waste energy, and you do that very quickly.
Well, I think one of the key things would be, for instance, as an example is, for instance, if you think you have a decided advantage in just how easy it is to onboard a new user to your system, But, I would put that in a self-service demonstration that you could attach to an email or something. So when someone sees it, suddenly you set the benchmark in a competitive environment for everything that comes after. Because somebody will have this in their mind. It's like, oh my gosh, that's so easy to get started in this one. Are you that easy when they talk to the second vendor? Are you that easy to onboard? And they're going to have that image in their mind. It's like, if they're not that easy, you've set that differentiation right up front.
Right. And we definitely see that, to your last comment, we definitely see that companies that start, if it's new to their competitors, that they start introducing this kind of easy onboarding, free demos, sometimes self-service demos, it creates a wave that immediately drives the rest of the competitors to provide something very similar. Because then customers get used to it, right? Oh, with the other one, it's so easy. You guys are behind. You look legacy suddenly. Mm-hmm. And you look like a dinosaur. And people cannot allow that and running very fast to comply as well. And I think it will become, it's relatively a new market, a new this entire business acceleration cloud. And what we witness, I think it will become a new category for the sales organization, for the sales operations, for the sales engineers, mm-hmm. to be able to support these engagements.
Yeah, because I'm just sort of thinking through from a seller's perspective. If I was selling into an enterprise account and I knew there was a fair number of stakeholders involved in that decision, oh man, I'd be populating some level of that self-serve demonstration really early on across that population. You know, something that was contained but made a specific point vis-a-vis our value proposition or one element of our value proposition. Yeah, just put the competition in a hole, set them on their feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. So you talked about analytics. So what are the analytics that you guys offer? Because I think this is one thing, too, that certainly we can record and listen to demo calls and so on. But what other analytics can you provide?
Yeah, this is very interesting. I think we actually monitor probably over 500 different parameters that will allow you to know more of what's happening. And I'll give a few examples. One sure. is even geography. It's nice. And when you think about a demo and a proof of concept, and you send it to Joe, and Joe is based in Idaho, but you'll be surprised, and we're all familiar with that. Maybe Joe shared the credential with someone, right. and forwarded it to someone, and you suddenly see that actually you got 10 different logins, and from maybe also from the European satellite office that you didn't think about, and this is really, and even to the level that we sometimes and we see that, by the way, with our engagement, where someone is saying, you know what, it's not so exciting for me, and you say, wow, but the data actually shows something else. You had, right? We all seen these prospects that are actually trying already to start negotiating, and you actually have some strong data. Say, wow, their engagement level is actually amazing. So
yeah, you've got somebody who's a roadblocker and saying, yeah, I don't think we're that interested. And you say, yeah, but 15 of your people are. Yes,
yes, exactly. So we do things like that from geography into how fast people get into the proof of concept, how long did they spend in the POC entirely, how many different logins, into the different modules without us understanding. But if you have few virtual machines, if you have few different elements, then we are able to say per element what was the engagement level. And as I mentioned also, we help you decide what's the best policy. Is 1 hour better than 45 minutes, or 1 hour and a half is better? So we help you tune what we call it a policy, the way that you define your demos and later on your POC. So the metadata and supporting your process. Maybe you have a few different demos. So
that's what I would go with. Listening to your talk, I would envisioning. Yeah, I would serve. Yeah, start with a 2 minute. Right, and then the next level, we got like a 5 to 10 minute, and then you work your way up to something more substantial.
Right, and that allows you, if you go with that model, and we see many people, it allows you actually to open the funnel very wide for a very small cost, right? So many people, if you do that and say, okay, you know what? I want to see these few minutes, this short interaction, and then see who's better, and then take it forward in the funnel as we always prefer to do. And if they're more engaged, we move forward. Maybe we decide where we put a person in the loop. So a lot of parameters, it goes up to the channel, of course. If you work with channel, that's very important and helpful. Also on the different languages, we support different languages in the interface around that. So that's also an element that's important for people. If the simplified Chinese or Japanese or Spanish is helpful in your delivery, even if your product is in English, the envelope, that CloudShare, this invitation, the website that they see, it can be still in Spanish, and is that helpful for you or not? So all of this, and as we know in sales, it's all about optimizing, and any definitely two-digit, but if sometimes even lower improvement can be significant in the numbers.
Yeah, no, people listen to the show notes. I've talked about it all the time. It's just got to be 1% better.
right, yeah.
And if it's, you know, the language on the envelope to make access to the demo easier and more accessible, then that's memorable. That could spell the difference at the end of the day.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Zvi, unfortunately, we're running out of time, but so tell people how they connect with you and learn more about CloudShare.
Sure. Always happy to connect. Probably the best way is just to drop me an email at zvi@cloudshare.com. Just put some good subject line, mention the blog, so I'll have context, and happy to get any inquiry.
Yeah. Yeah. With sales enablement with Andy Paul. He'll treat you nice. All right. Well, Zvi, very nice to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay, friends, that's it for this episode. First of all, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. We're so grateful for your support of this show. And I want to thank my guest, Zvi Guterman, for sharing his insights with us today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast, Sales Enablement with Andy Paul, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to this podcast. And if you could also leave us a rating or review and let us know how we're doing, well, we'd appreciate it. You can do all that on your phone in less than a minute as soon as this podcast is over. So thanks for your help. And thank you so much for investing your time with me today. Until next time, I'm your host, Andy Paul. Good selling, everyone.
Hey, sales strategists. At Revenue.io, we're not just imagining the future of sales, we're building it. We offer the world's most complete platform for revenue teams, and we're featured in the most recent Forrester Waves for both sales engagement and conversation intelligence. With Revenue.io, you can slash call prep time to seconds, guide your reps in real time to have more successful conversations, and after calls, we generate ready-to-send recap emails so sellers can keep deals soaring toward the finish line at light speed. See the future of sales now at revenue.io.